My name is Tariq. I am 16 years old. Today is November 28th, 2018, and I'm speaking with my aunt, who is Melba Franklin, who is my aunt. We are recording in Kansas City, Missouri.
My name is Melba Franklin, and I am Tariq Farnsworth's aunt. And we're recording this conversation. Getting ready to interview me. It's November 28th, 2018.
My first question is, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what were you like as a child?
Well, I was born in a hospital in Kansas City, Kansas. But I've lived all my life in Kansas City, Missouri. Mm-hmm. At the age of 6 months old, we moved to 4210 Olive Street in Kansas City, Missouri, and I pretty much grew up there. I had two older brothers and an older sister that were growing up with me. So I was the fourth child by then. Was around a lot of relatives, cousins. We had gatherings growing up. We would gather together on holidays. Not all the cousins, but, you know, different families. I remember as a child growing up, going to visit grandparents at different times. Had a pretty nice childhood. We grew up down the street from a park. The grade school we went to was a very close walking distance. I played sports growing up, really enjoyed playing sports and, you know, just the usual things that you do growing up.
Wasn't it basketball you like playing?
Yes, yeah. I really like playing basketball. I was really a tomboy growing up, so I like to play sports and everything, just like the boys did. And my brother, the brother that's 7 years older than me, was happy to show me how to shoot a basketball. And there was boys that grew up in the neighborhood, and so we had a lot of fun playing sports and different games and things. And also, it was a different time. I had a very balanced childhood. I can remember going to church occasionally, vacation Bible school in the summer, things like that. It was a happy childhood.
My second question is, can you tell me about your grandparents or your great-grandparents?
Well, my great-grandmother on my mother's side, I guess that would be my maternal great-grandmother, was, I remember her, I think she may have passed away when I was like a preteen. I was just about to turn, I was a preteen. I don't remember exactly. But we used to call her Ma Clark. And that was my mother's grandmother. I never met my great-grandfather, either one of my great-grandfathers. I didn't meet my grandfather on my father's side. I can remember going to visit my grandmother, my dad's mother, and my mom's mother, so both those grandmothers. And my step-grandfather on my mother's side, and also my great-grandmother on my mother's side.
My third question, can you tell me about one of your most difficult moments in your life?
Thus far has been the passing of my mother. Mm-hmm. Probably been the most difficult moment of my life, like most people. what can I say? It's, you go through things in life and you think one thing is bad, and then you experience something else and you realize that it's much, much worse. Mm-hmm. But as time goes on, you do heal. You never forget. And they're always with you, but you do heal.
Mm-hmm. I kind of understand. I mean, I haven't really had, like, or my mother, father, not dying, but I mean, I understand when, you know, when your father's not there, your parents not there. Like, my father was not there when I was younger.
Yeah. I was blessed to have my mother for many years. Is that the next question?
Yes, that's okay. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influence on your life?
I would say my parents have been pretty big influences.
Probably since granddaddy's, he's been in the war, or he went to the army.
Yeah. Just being in my life and just being good examples, you know. Different types of examples, but being good examples, you know, being a steady influence, you know. And even though my mother's gone, she's still a steady influence in my life.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
The advice I would give to my teenage self would be to pay more attention to things that have to do with money and staying in school. I would tell my teenage self to stay in school and get education, as you know, just stay on the education as much as possible.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories, I would say, I would say going up Mount Haleakala on a vacation in the Hawaiian Islands. Mm-hmm. And that was at least maybe 20 years ago, almost between 15 and 20 years ago.
When was this?
It was on my birthday.
Your birthday, okay.
Yes, it was on my birthday. That was a very happy memory.
What are you most grateful for?
I'm most grateful for my family. I am. I'm most grateful for my family.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you've ever did in your life?
I had to be, let's go.
Oh, it's fine.
Okay.
Do you have any regrets?
Any regrets?
I mean, just in life.
I kind of regret that I didn't get more education when I was younger. That's a regret. That's the only one I can really think of.
What are your hopes and wishes for me, or for my children, future children?
For your future?
Like for me in the future, or my future children.
My hopes are that that my nieces and nephews and the young people can aspire to what they want to be, accomplish their goals. Hopefully there'll be positive things. And I'm hoping that they will have a wonderful, more inclusive world, and that their health is great, and that they are able to, well, I'm repeating myself, able to achieve what they want to achieve, and live happy lives. Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me about someone who has mentored you?
Yes. I've had sports coaches mentor me, and I had a supervisor the company that I worked for mentor me and really took me to another level as far as being able to understand how to be in management and supervise. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the best or worst person you have ever worked for or worked with. Did you have a nickname, and how did you get it?
I can remember in grade school, I guess it was maybe 6th or 7th grade, and one of the boys mispronounced my name. Mm-hmm. As Malibu. Mm-hmm. And it stuck a little bit, but it hasn't stuck through the years. Mm-hmm. It just hung on for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Did you like school? Why or why not?
I did. I like school. I wish I would have been more of an outgoing personality. Mm-hmm. I probably could have gotten better grades in certain subjects if I apply myself better. Mm-hmm. But I think like a couple of subjects that I didn't care for, I just didn't apply myself like I should have. I enjoy school. I was super shy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, had I not been so shy, I probably would have enjoyed different things. I really wasn't that big of a participant in after school activities. Mm-hmm. Some, but not a lot.
What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
I don't remember doing bad things.
If you could go back and relive your teenage years, would you? Why or why not?
I don't think I would. Because I think that, you know, once it's been done, it's been done. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a lot of fun in my teenage years. I think it went exactly the way it was supposed to go. You know, I would not.
What are your most vivid memories of school?
I can remember in 7th grade. Being the top speller in the girls, we had a spelling contest. I remember that. Mm-hmm. So we had a boy and a girl as the top spellers, and so that was exciting.
Was this like 5th or 3rd or 4th?
7th grade. Seventh grade.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. Did that I thought it was more of like an elementary school.
Well, things have progressed. You know, things have progressed since I was in grade school. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. It's like 48 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember doing spelling bees. I think it was like elementary school, probably 3rd and 4th grade. We get treats.
Well, like, they may have had them, but I don't remember being in any. Mm-hmm. So, but like I said, things, thankfully, people have evolved and things have progressed. So what I learned in 7th grade, they're probably learning at a much younger age now. So.
Well, thank you for your time.
Great. Thank you. You're welcome. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.